Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
51551, by the way, for your text messages. Now, subtle and underhand behaviours can make identifying a toxic friendship very, very tricky. So what do we need to look out for? How can we break away from a toxic friend? I'm joined now by Niamh Delmar, who's a counselling psychologist. Hello, Niamh. You're very welcome.
Morning, Claire.
We'll talk about the importance maybe of friendships, first of all, before we get to the toxic ones. How important are they in our lives?
Hugely significant. It's one of the significant factors, contributing factors for psychological well-being. They're there for a source of support. They alleviate stress. There's also studies showing that having good friendships around you can help longevity.
Mm-hmm. So a really good thing to have in your life.
Absolutely.
But when a friendship is bad, you're in a bit of trouble. So what is a toxic friendship?
Yeah, so it's not just about disagreements, you know, because sometimes people have very high expectations of friends. So it's not just about disagreements or maybe you're in different stages of life. It's more when there's no emotional support, trust might be breached, and there's kind of a continuous breaching of boundaries. And they're not really listening to you if you ask for your needs to be met. It can also be very one-sided. So you're becoming their therapist.
Is the problem not, though, when you don't know that that's happening? You might suspect, but you're not quite sure.
Yeah, it can be very subtle, you know, so it's really to sit back and assess. And if it's constantly a feeling, you know, you might get a feeling when you're with the person and you're feeling drained after it or not feeling good about yourself or they're doing little swipes at you all the time. It can be very damaging to the self-esteem.
Mm-hmm. But can be a bit of gaslighting going on there as
yes.
well. So if you say... If you say something about how you feel you're treated, you might be told that that's not what's happening at all.
That's it. You might
I'm
be
only
told
looking out for you.
Yes, or you're too sensitive. Or, you know, it was a joke or lighten up, those kind of things. But you've got to listen to your own needs. Again, we don't want to be expecting huge things that a friend can't disagree with us or they can't say boo to us. But we do need to kind of really reflect on, is this damaging now? Is this really not got my, this person, have they got my back? Have they got my best interests at heart?
Mm-hmm. And some people can find it really hard to break away from that person. We might come to that in a minute, but I just want to go to the people who are good at keeping friendships. Who are those people?
Yes, it requires effort, you know, and sometimes people may not get too sensitive if they haven't heard from a friend in a while and they'll kind of overlook that. Or maybe the friend isn't available because they're after having children for a while and they'll be able to overlook that, but still know that the essence of the friendship is healthy. So they'll make the effort and they'll keep at it and they'll work at it. So it's a two-way street, not just pointing the finger at what the other person is doing all the time. And also the person will usually have fairly good self-esteem. So they know what to expect and they know what's compromisable and what isn't.
So people who keep long friendships have good self-esteem?
They can tend
really?
To, yeah, because if we work on ourselves, you know, like going into a relationship, if we work on ourselves and we're feeling good about ourselves, well, that will reflect in the people that are in our lives in a way. Now, obviously, there can be abusive situations, that's different. But in general, the more we can work on ourselves, the better that we're able to manage the people that are in our lives or we're able to enjoy healthier friendships.
And do women tend to have longer, healthier friendships than men?
Yeah, it's changing a bit, but absolutely men seem to kind of want, they don't seem to need that everyday contact or that everyday chat about all the details and everything like that. Women tend to need a lot of emotional connection in their friendships and open up. But more and more, and I see it in therapy now, more and more men are coming to me saying, yeah, no, I chat to the lads, you know, I told them about it. Now, not the whole group, but, you know, they are opening up more, I think, about if they're not feeling great.
Right. So now we have identified what makes a good friend. We've identified what makes a dodgy friend. Yeah. How do we deal with that if we've decided that we have a toxic friend and we need to get rid?
Yeah, and it can really affect people, you know, because it's we're seeing it's more kind of akin to romantic relationships now. You know, it's chemistry, it's a source of support, all of that. So loss is part of that too. But it is tricky. But it doesn't have to be too complicated. So really, it's to make the choice. OK, assess it. Is this really worthwhile, salvageable? Is something going to change here? Or maybe there's fundamental behaviours that have gone too far. So if it's something that is salvageable, it's to name it, address it, be adult, you know, and say to the person, look, when that happens, and it's been happening a lot, it makes me feel. So you're going back to the I rather than you did this, you did that.
Mm-hmm.
So then you gauge that and see if that's taken on board. If
because they mightn't realise then is what
exactly.
you're saying, that what they're doing is affecting you negatively.
Yes, that's it. You're letting them know how it's affecting you and you're just pointing out those behaviours. Now, it could be something more extreme where you really feel this person needs more help. So then it's about saying, look, I really feel I'm not in a position to offer you all the support that I feel you need at this time. You know, and you can try and put it
You're
that
saying
way.
That to the toxic friend.
You're saying that to the person. Oh. If you feel it's something like maybe there's addiction, maybe there's something more extreme, maybe there's something that you really feel they need professional help with. Mm-hmm. Ongoing as their friend, you know, you can't be their therapist ongoing. You need to kind of at some point maybe point them into the right direction of getting help. And sometimes people do take that on board.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm thinking about the person, though, who is taking the side swipe at you and seems to be undermining you. What is their motivation in doing that?
Again, that could be that person may not have great self-esteem themselves. There could be jealousy. There could be resentment, you know, because friends need to be there for you in the good times, but also in the bad times as well. But they need to be happy for you. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're successful or you're doing well, you want to feel that too. So the side swipes could be a lot of things. They may not be happy in their own life. They may have a lot of issues that they haven't worked out themselves and they're kind of dumping on you a bit.
And that is then it's definitely time to say bye bye. Is it even worth it in that case saying to them, I'm not happy when you say X, Y and Z?
I think it's always worth a try of naming it and giving the person a chance to see can they take it on board and mm-hmm. can they change. But sometimes things have gone too far and then it might be just time to make a slow fade. Sometimes you'll have people that were in your inner circle and maybe you think, OK, they can be a little bit more in the periphery and maybe I'll see them a few times a week or still keep in contact and other people won't be in the circle at all.
So are you recommending a slow fade rather than I never want to see you again?
Yeah, you don't want to get into a conflict. You want to stay in the adult, you know, and try and leave as amicably as you can, like you would in any relationship, you know, in romantic relationships. It's better for everybody. But it's not always possible because are they going to be adult as well? Mm-hmm. You know, you need somebody who's going to meet you halfway. They could get very defensive and attack you.
Yeah, I can see this being complicated. Say if somebody is your neighbour or if they're in your family.
Or a parent at the school or a mum at the school. Absolutely.
Tricky.
Yes. So you don't necessarily want it to be too a bitter ending. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be just stepping back a bit or...
And doing it gradually.
Doing it gradually.
And you'd need to have a plan, really, that you've decided upon yourself.
Exactly. That's the first step. It's just stepping back, assessing it, or maybe talk to a positive friend in your life that you have and have a chat about it. You know, get feedback from them because they might say to you, look, I think you could work it out. I think that's salvageable and I think that's compromisable. Or they might say to you, this is really damaging mm-hmm. for you. I've seen you really upset a lot of times over this. And I think you need to kind of really question it now.
I think you need to be a strong person to make that move to distance yourself from the toxic friend, wouldn't you?
That's it. And again, that self-esteem as well. The more that we can work on our own self-esteem, the better for everything, for our relationships, for work, colleagues, with everything. You know, to really kind of feel, no, it's okay, you know, for me to not have this in my life or to not tolerate this kind of treatment mm-hmm. because it's going to damage the self-esteem more if it's ongoing swipes at you or somebody that doesn't really have your best interests at heart.
So probably a good idea to find someone, as you said, a positive friend, someone who does have your best interest at heart to sort of confirm to you that you're doing the right thing and to give you the strength to,
to move
and to
away. Back you up and also maybe have a script ready if you are going to address it. Prepare yourself, you know, don't get too caught up in what the other person will say or do. Just say to yourself, this is important that I name this or else I fade. You know, whatever choice it is, be happy with that.
Niamh, thank you very much for all of that advice.
Thanks,
Niamh Delmore is a counselling psychologist. Now we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.